New York's One World Trade Center is officially open for business today, more than 13 years after the 9/11 attacks destroyed the Twin Towers. The new World Trade Center is 1,776 feet tall, the tallest building in the Western Hemisphere, and the building is about 60% leased at this point. Janet Babin is economic development reporter for WNYC. She's with us from New York with more. And Janet, you were down at the site this morning. What was the mood like?
I was down there this morning, Jeremy, and there was a comment made, everyone but the Missoula Gazette is here for this grand opening. People were excited. There were two real themes going on, right? This is a solemn occasion where the nation and New York City remembers the opening of a place that was associated with the devastation of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. And at the same time, it's celebratory because we're reviving an area of downtown and we're this place is no longer a hole in the ground, but this is now a place where New Yorkers go to work, specifically the people who work at Condé Nast.
Condé Nast, one of the first tenants there, they're going to be taking up about 1 million square feet of the building. They said in a statement they're proud to be a part of this important moment of renewal for the city of New York. Janet, what is this neighborhood like today compared to the way it was 13 years ago when it was really occupied by financial institutions?
Well, Jeremy, as a former New Yorker, you have seen firsthand the change that this neighborhood has undergone. I mean, first, it was desolate right after the 9/11 attacks.
Yeah.
And then slowly, people started moving in. There was this vacuum, and suddenly it was cheap to be downtown. So people started moving in, and now it's become sort of a chorus of media and digital firms that are really remaking this historic section of New York City downtown. Now we've got Time Inc. on the way. We've got the New Yorker is going to be down there at the building. So it's really revitalizing this section of the city, transforming it, really.
But there must be some who are worried about going into that building.
Well, Chris Rock, for one, if you saw his monologue on Saturday Night Live.
Right.
Yeah. I think that security is an issue for all New Yorkers. But there's this pride in being able to go down to that building and say, you know what? I'm walking in. I'm going in.
Janet Babin, economic development reporter for WNYC, joining us from New York. Janet, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.